joining me on the phone, the Mildura Rural City Council Mayor, Councillor Liam Wood. Chilly start to the morning, Liam.
Yes, it's been like this for a while now. So even when the sun comes out, it's got no sting in it. So hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon. It's 3 degrees at the moment. I don't know if that makes you feel any warmer or not, Liam.
No.
Look, I tell you what, there was a lot of people camping and such on the weekend. Hatter. Wow, how huge was the Hatter Desert Race?
Yeah, it just keeps getting bigger and better every year. So fantastic for all the organisers and volunteers. Just an amazing event. We were down in Oyen last night for community questions, and they said they had a huge weekend for their community as well. So everyone's spent up big, so it's great for all businesses alike as well.
I went for a little drive on Sunday after I knocked off work, and there was four-wheel drives with trailers on the back. There was caravans, there was camper vans, there was obviously four-wheel drives with tents and such on the roof all over the shop along the highway.
Yeah, and just a really important event for this time of the year too. You know, it goes a little bit quiet. So to have something as big as the Hatter Penrite race is just awesome for this region.
Yeah, we do a fantastic job putting on things like this in this region. How are we going to go with the Mildura Sporting Precinct having the AFLW in October? How big's this?
This is an amazing coup for the Sporting Precinct, because not only it's not just a practice match, it's actually a match with points attached to it. So it's a huge event, October 23rd, which is a Sunday at 3:10, and we've got Richmond versus Greater Western Sydney, so it'll be an awesome match.
And with Richmond, of course, Richmond being their old, the old draw area was here, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, and we've still got really strong ties with Richmond.
Because, we do.
You know, with Allied Leisure, they run all our pools and aquatic centre and do a great job with youth community events and things like that up here, so great to have them on board, and can't wait for this. I hope that AFLW are expecting around in excess of 5,000 people, so it's going to be a great day. And then obviously the very next week we've got Kings of Leon, so the Sporting Precinct is getting used to its maximum capacity now that it's coming online.
And how we go out, I've got to ask, obviously, we're going to have more seating and stuff around by the time the AFLW gets here, won't we?
We certainly are. We're pushing for the hill to be done. So the hill will go a quarter of a way around the oval. And there's also seating that will go all the way around the oval, like perimeter seating. So we're moving very quickly forward to make sure we get as many things ticked off as possible before that date. So
yeah, that was always
going to be a great day.
That was always going to be stage two of the development, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people don't realise, you know, there's a lot of stuff to still come on board. We've got squash courts, we've got the second oval, the four netball courts, outdoor volleyball, we've got cricket nets. You know, there's a huge amount of things to come on board or in the future. So keep watching the space and it'll keep evolving. And that's exactly like our next topic, which is the powerhouse precinct.
It's
starting to take shape.
Look, I was down there last week, and apart from a couple of the workers having a bit of a chuckle and saying, well, hey, hang on, you're going to pay me for taking that photo, because I wanted to take a photo or two of the place. And I actually pointed out to them, guys, I don't want your ugly mug in the photo at all, if you could just move aside a little bit. It is starting to take shape down there, though.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When things get built off-site, like the steel structure of the shade area, they tend to be not there one day and there the next. So if you haven't seen it, get down to the riverfront and check out the progress, because it's pretty unbelievable, and it's going to be an amazing event and community space for everyone to be able to enjoy. And hopefully it's not too far away. They're talking still early next year. I know we've had a bit of rain, which has affected everyone, but they seem to be steamrolling forward pretty quickly, so that's great news.
There was always little things happening down at the riverfront as well. I do notice there's some new seating down there. I think there was some men sitting down there for a little while. So what are these slabs for? Oh, they'll be for the seating, and the seating went in last week as well, I think.
Yeah, and that's you know, that's an ongoing progress along the riverfront as well. We need to keep adding things to keep the intrigue up and also keep it user-friendly. So there's been a fair few seats go down there, which I know a lot of people go down and sit on the lawn and, you know, have lunch or dinner. But there's seating and tables now down there, which is really great for everyone.
Getting them done now is perfect for springtime, of course, when the weather does start to warm up. It'd be beautiful.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll be down there at 7 o'clock tonight. It's freezing cold, but summertime, yes, definitely.
Okay, just quickly, to the Youth Awards. Nominations are open right now for the Youth Awards.
Yeah, and this is a great initiative as it recognises some of the amazing things young people in our region are doing, which, you know, may go unnoticed or aren't acknowledged. So these awards are open to young people aged between 12 and 25 who live, study or work in the Mildura Council area across three categories. So, you know, Youth Worker of the Year, Community Participation Award and Endurance and Persistence. So I encourage people to nominate the youth of the community because they're really the future of our community as well. So that's open now until the 5th of August. And just jump online, www.mildura.vic.gov.au/youth awards. So nominate those next up-and-comers.
Yeah, so true. It's always a good idea to keep an eye on the youth and see which direction it's going with the next lot through. And I'm sounding like an old man here, Liam. But anyway, we won't go down that track, I don't think, on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, well, we've got, hopefully, you know, we've got a youth parliament and youth council coming on board, so we'll want to work closely with them as council members as well. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Look, always good to catch up with you, but it is time to run, unfortunately. Time for you to run. Time for you to get to work, probably. But we'll talk again next week, Liam.
Thanks very much, Dave. Talk soon.
Thank you.